This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
But now, in the studio, we have our next guest. We've got Thomas Hancock, who is an artist, who's got a show called Eclectic Sabora.
What?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I had to ask, didn't I, about, you know, is that right? Have I heard right?
When I was typing it up, everything was spelt wrong.
I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I thought, David, I think you spelt this wrong. But anyway, we'll talk more to Thomas about that. Now, Thomas is an artist. He's got an exhibition. This exhibition's on at the Fox Gallery at the moment. Well, welcome to the show, Thomas.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, Thomas, before we go on to that, there's a lot of things we need to talk to you about, but we sort of just like to have a bit of a start by getting a bit of a background on yourself. Now, and I think being an art show, we sort of like to know how people get into the arts and whether they stay and what they do and what their background is. So what is your background? How did you get interested in arts and what have you been doing to get to where you are now?
Well, my background started off drawing from an early age, basically as soon as I could pick up a pencil. I think I was drawing Thomas the Tank Engine upside down so that people could watch me draw and things like that.
Oh, really?
That's clever. And then I studied art at school and things like that, but properly started oil painting when I got to uni. So I started in 2010 when I moved to Christchurch.
And can I stop you there? Why oil painting? Because it's such a hard discipline, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'd only done acrylic stuff when I was at school. It was just like a public school, so I didn't have a big budget for oils and things like that. And then, when I moved to uni, part of the sort of workshop we did in the first year was, just a little oil painting demonstration and just basically started there. I mean, I was like rubbing charcoal into my oil paints and stuff, doing it all wrong to start with. And then, basically, I think I started off trying to be like sort of Max Beckmann, sort of German expressionist style stuff. Yeah. And then basically just got told I wasn't Beckmann and that I should probably just start trying to paint things like, sort of transcribing, copying other work and things like that, which I started to do. And then, that's basically where I got into properly figurative painting.
And what form, obviously in oils, but what sort of style are you, were you taking your journey on at that stage at uni?
At that stage, I think I started off doing a lot of skateboarding related stuff. I used to skate when I was younger as well. So I was doing I think in second year, my final body of work was just a bunch of classical paint, like the Blue Boy, what's that one? Marriage of the Virgin, Raphael, it was Death of Marat, all with skateboards, putting them in various places. Yeah, but that was also it was like a training exercise for me as well, I was copying out of books and stuff, but basically copying other artists' work and then adding in something to get people a little bit.
Yeah, but so. Through the centuries, that's what young artists do, don't they?
Yeah,
they copy the masters.
Exactly.
And it's good that you're putting your little twist on it with a skateboard.
Yeah, for sure. And then
which virtually, that makes it obvious how you've ended up in a way. But we'll get to that.
Go on. Sure. I did a lot of that. And then from there, I quite got into the neoclassical sort of style. I like Jacques-Louis David and then got into Caravaggio as well. So I did a lot of dark background sort of stuff. And it ended up, it was a shift from skateboards in there as like a cue for, contemporary sort of stuff. It ended up with people drinking. So I was basically just doing these sort of staged, almost snapshot type portraits of just people standing around with beer bottles or liquor bottles and things like that.
And were you taking photos and then?
Yeah. So at uni, I started using the film studio, like setting up the lights and things properly. Probably not properly, but, as best as I thought I could at the time. Actually basing them on past compositions as well is another thing that people have always done. And from there I started actually just concentrating on the objects that were in the painting. So I did a whole series of liquor bottles. That was for my master's at uni.
Why liquor bottles?
Why liquor bottles? it basically just started from
the masters.
I did them in the that yeah, they're like a prop in the painting, and then I just sort of liked how the bottle looked by itself. So I started. Okay. The first ones were quite poppy, almost like yeah, almost getting to like a Warhol style.
Oh, I love Warhol.
Yeah. And then, yeah, from there they actually became a bit more like Dutch still life, almost like a bit.
So a bit three-dimensional, and the art of that alone is a skill, isn't it?
Mm, right. Yeah, so I definitely got like interested in just trying to capture light and, having things like glass in front of a dark background, or glass in front of any background, like painting it, it always changes what it's going to look like.
Yep.
And then, from the... basically from the liquor bottles, I wanted to do something that was a little less immediately recognisable because I wanted them to sort of start to, the more you look at something, the more it starts to sort of, almost like evaporate sort of. You start to see what it's made up of or like, start to think about it more critically, I suppose. So that's the stuff I'm doing now, which is a bit less immediately recognisable as what it is, but just keeping you in that state of...
Yep.
But it's still familiar enough, I think, to...
Yeah. All right, so let's jump forward. How did you end up in Australia and Melbourne?
Oh, okay. Melbourne...
Because you're from New Zealand.
Yes, from New Zealand. So I stuck around in Christchurch for about a year, I think, after I'd finished studying. And then I was basically just keen to get to a bigger city that had a bit more of an art scene. I actually got a travelling scholarship to come over here as well.
Look at you. Overachiever.
Yeah, that's the one. I think I was tossing up going to the UK as well. But I had quite a few friends over here. A lot of my friends from back home have moved over here. They're mainly into the trades and things like that. So I had sort of a bit of a network of people already here. I just heard good things about Melbourne as well. So.
And how long ago did you move here?
I think I've been here just over 18 months now.
Right, so a newbie?
Yeah, still fairly fresh. Yeah.
And how are you finding it on a creative level being in a city like Melbourne?
Oh, it's great. It's like massive. So there's just so much like range, like depending sort of where you are. I've been looking at a lot of like the artist-run spaces, like a lot of them, particularly around like Fitzroy and Collingwood sort of areas. Yeah.
Oh, Collingwood's full of galleries.
That's for sure. So that was another thing. Just the pure like range of galleries that they have here. Most of my time it was spent in Christchurch, where we only had a few galleries that were still open post earthquake sort of thing.
Yep.
To come to a city that's all where there's just so much to see.
So, but how daunting is it as well? The competition must be fierce.
Yeah, I remember going to, I think it was that show of the like school graduates at the Ian Potter Centre.
Oh, yes.
And just seeing that.
Well, we spoke to some of them the other week.
Yeah, and I was thinking like this has to be like a university level, sort of, like because it's just school.
They're school kids. Yeah, year 12.
That's the top arts.
Blew me away a little bit. I was like, this is just so sophisticated. All this stuff. I was like,
but thousands of them. They choose from thousands, take like top 50.
Yeah, right.
And I believe the curator was telling us on the day that you had to have a score of 98.9,
right,
to actually be part of it, and there were still a few thousand of them that they had to choose from.
Oh, whoa! Far out.
So the quality is pretty damn good.
Yeah, absolutely. Just getting around and seeing everything going to some of those like artist-run spaces and just visiting people's studios and things.
So how did you get involved in Fox Gallery? Because Michael Fox, we've had him on our show three or four times. Mm-hmm. Just a wonderful supporter of the arts, and he's an accountant. Great combo, not. But you need that stability for him, and he represents. As an accountant, a lot of the artists and musicians as well. So how did this happen?
Oh, it was quite interesting, actually. I just saw it popped up on Facebook, I think, an investing in art talk that he was giving at Fox Galleries. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, I'm trying to market my art. I should probably find out why people are investing in art or just get a clearer idea of that. I went along to that. There was sort of just a bunch of us listening to him talk, and then afterwards everyone had like a glass of wine, sort of came around and talked to everyone and asked what brings you here. And yeah, just started talking to him, mentioned I was an artist, and then and also Amanda, I think, who was the gallery assistant at the time, got talking to her. And then yeah, I went to a few other openings, I think, just to, you know, keep going and talking to them, and then yeah, sent them through some examples of my work, and they actually wanted to do, I think, the online exhibition that's up at the moment. They wanted to do it last year in, I think, August, but literally I think the day before I got the email, I'd sent all the paintings off to New Zealand for another show.
Right.
So that was, yeah, basically
the end.
So then I got the email to do it this year. So that was
okay.
That
so was nice. what is the style that you're doing for this exhibition? Well, tell us the name of the exhibition again.
Oh yeah, so it's Eclectic Sabora.
Please explain.
So it's as with the titles for the works, it's completely made up words. They're basically taken. I sort of was looking at images of the show and what the sort of show reminded me of and things like that. And then I take basically the syllables from those words and rearrange them so that they're no longer actual words. So I always spell them wrong every single time I write it down, yeah. Things like that. But I also did, like, when I wrote it down quite a few times, it changed a few times, but I want it to sound a bit like a... I mean, eclectic is sort of like the...
Eclectic? Is it that what it's supposed to be,
it's
or
like
not?
A bit... Like, yeah, I wanted it to sound a bit like that, sort of like an eclectic something. It would be like an eclectic something. And then Sabora was sort of just like a big vague, like... Like, the whole thing is a Sabora, the whole show, but it doesn't actually mean anything.
Try to explain what the art looks like then to us.
Oh, okay, so the art, it's all highly figurative work, but I do want it to get to the point where it's... Yeah, they almost look like made-up things, a lot of the stuff I paint, because I source them mainly from secondhand stores and, like, bric-a-brac sections. Most of the time I have no idea what it is. So it's always nice when I take it up to the cashier and they're like, what actually is this? And I'm like, no idea. So, yeah.
And you do it in a very fine art form, don't you? It's not, it's not, you know, like something you'd pick up from a bric-a-brac and you put it on a table and paint half the table as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's there's one in particular that's... And I think it's headphones, is it? Am I right there?
No, you're wrong. But you're not alone as well, because that's what everyone... Yeah, I think even Michael said it was headphones as well.
But they're not the... Yeah, like they fit over your ears, the ones that the plugs that go in your ear.
Yeah, like earbuds.
So it's not. Well, no, what, no, what it's is not. It?
I'll just say it's actually a candlestick. That one. And it's.
Oh God, I didn't think that at all.
No, it's working, I suppose. Although the fact that you were pretty sure it was headphones, I think maybe that's a
seventh. You should have stuck with that.
I've been too convincing. Yeah.
So you like to take us on a journey with, like your odd bits that you then paint in a particular way.
Mm.
And is it what paint are you using? Is it steel?
It is oil still. It's mainly like Winsor & Newton sort of artist acrylics.
Because it looks a lot finer than that to me.
Okay.
Neil, would you say the same?
Yeah, I suppose it's because of the figures. It does look sort of, you know, quite defined. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I would have said,
But I suppose we're looking at really small pieces on
yeah, this, we're so. Only looking yeah. at it because, you know, like, but it, you are, it's on an online only, isn't it, this exhibition?
Yeah, I mean, you can go into the gallery and see it. It's hanging in sort of out the back. And it was right where the bar was for the opening show last night, so quite a good location. So you can see it in the flesh. I think it's up for a month.
Right.
But, yeah, it's mainly advertised as an online exhibition.
One.
Well, they've got the main show out the front.
Right. How many pieces?
How many are there? Six or seven?
Right.
I sort of lost track.
I count seven.
Yeah, seven. That's right.
And where is it?
Of
the gallery?
Oh, in
I'm helping you here. Oh, you're right. Promoting.
Yeah. Langridge Street. Oh, I've forgotten the exact address now. 79 Langridge Street.
That's the one. In Collingwood. Right. And it's Fox Gallery, of course.
Fox Gallery.
And it's on from the 6th of April until the 1st of May.
That's the one.
And what's it called? Because, what's the point? It's out the back door line.
Eclectic Sabora.
But tell us, what's it called?
Eclectic Sabora.
All right. Thomas, thank you so much for coming in today, and can't wait to see you in the flesh.
Awesome. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks, Thomas. This is Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.